Hi, thanks for coming over today. I really appreciate it. Thanks. I am feeling a little bit cute. You're looking cute today, too. Is that a new sweater? Sarah's been shopping for you again? Uh-huh, I know. When you go shopping, well, let's just put it this way. Your wife does have better taste than you. I know. You didn't tell Sarah that you were coming over today, though, did you? Oh, good. No, I mean, it's not anything. It's just, I don't know. We don't have to tell each other everything, do we? We are very good friends, but there are some things that she just doesn't need to know, don't you think? Well, I mean, my computer is broken, and I would like you to take a look at it, but I'm also not going to lie that I have been feeling kind of attracted to you recently. I don't know if you've noticed at the parties, soccer, maybe when I run into you at the grocery store that, I don't know, I got a little bit excited. Maybe my voice sped up a little. I started breathing a little bit hard. I thought you might have noticed. Well, men can be a little bit foolish when it comes to noticing whether women are interested in them or not. The thing is that I do really care about Sarah. I really do. It's just that you're really hot, too, and I can't help but be attracted to you. I hope you don't mind that I'm telling you this. If you don't want to, you can just leave now. Well, the computer isn't really broken. That was just an excuse to get you over here. I know, it was terrible. When I told you, I just didn't know how to ask. I didn't know what to say, and I was feeling, honestly, kind of guilty. And so I just made it up. But now you know the truth, and if you want to leave, then you can leave. But if you want to stay, then I think that what happens next has to be our little secret, don't you think? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm glad that you're feeling the same way. I have to admit, I honestly wasn't sure what you were going to say, but knowing that you're attracted to me and that you want to stay, it makes me really hot. Oh, so I want you to get naked. That's what I want you to do. I know, I'm a little bit forward when I like a man, what can I say? But I've been thinking about this for a really long time, and I want you to take off your clothes. I want to see everything. I want to see all of you. Uh-huh. Shirt first. I did imagine that chest, and it looks really good. Oh, and your arms, they're so nicely muscled. I just want to grab them. You don't mind if I grab them a little bit, do you? Oh, okay. Pants next. Take off the belt. Nice and slow. And now, lower the pants. Those are cute undies. Did Sarah pick those out too? Oh my, I wonder what she would think if she were here right now and she could see us. I don't know. I don't know whether I feel guilty or whether I feel turned on by the thought of it. Maybe I feel a little bit naughty doing this. I don't know. But keep going. Take your pants down. Oh, God, that cock. It's nice and hard for me, isn't it? Oh, you don't know how many times I've thought about your cock. At night, before I would go to sleep, I would masturbate thinking about it, thinking about getting the chance to look at you like this, to stroke your cock, maybe to suck on it, and definitely to fuck you. Oh, God. Go sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. Totally naked. I don't care. Oh, I have a little secret to tell you. I'm not wearing any panties underneath my skirt. No. And I'm gonna climb on top of you right now. Uh-huh. I am. I'm so wet. You don't know how long I fantasized about this. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just want to touch you. I just want to straddle you and kiss you and kiss your neck and bite you. Oh, I can't help thinking about what she would say. What would she say if she walked in right now and she saw us like this? Do you think that she'd be mortified? Do you think that she'd hate me? Or do you think that she might want to join in? Well, I have to admit, it is a little bit of the fantasy as well that Sarah finds out, and that she maybe gets excited and she might want to have a threesome with us. I never wanted to ask her because I didn't know what she would say, but now that you're here and I'm on top of you and your cock is so close to my pussy, oh, it's just really making me think about it more. Oh, oh, I'm gonna fuck you now. Mm-hmm. No condom, no nothing. I know, it's dangerous, isn't it? I know, and that makes it even better, doesn't it? Can you imagine what she would say? Oh, if she saw us here. Oh, my pussy poised right over your cock. Oh, me slowly lowering myself down on it. It's as thick as I thought it would be. Fuck. Can you imagine what she would say if she saw us? Oh, me fucking you. That's right. Grab my tits. Grab my tits. Oh, and squeeze them. Oh, would she be mad? Would she be angry? Would she come over and slap you? Or do you think that she would stand there at the door looking at us? Jealous. Horny. Not sure what to do. Maybe wanting to touch herself, looking at me fucking you. That's right. Oh, baby, I'm gonna fuck you so well. Oh, God, that cock feels so good in me. And I just can't help but think about what Sarah would be doing if she was looking at us. Do you think she would come over and join us? Oh, I kind of wish that she would just look at us. Have that jealous, sad, but horny look on her face as she watched us. And maybe I would tell her to touch herself if she wasn't already. I would say, Sarah, you know you can't change this. You know that your husband wants to fuck me. You can see him here right now with his cock deep inside of me. Mm-hmm. You can't change how much he wants me, but you can at least get off, baby. You can at least get off watching me fuck your husband. Admit it, it's hot. I'm hot. Maybe a little bit hotter than you, if you're really honest with yourself. So why don't you just stroke your clit? Why don't you just pet your little clit while you watch me fuck your husband so well in front of you? That's right. He can't take his hands off my tits, which, let's face it, are a little bigger than yours, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Oh, he just wants to suck them, doesn't he? That's right. Take them in his mouth and bite on my tits and suck them. And I'm going to fuck him so well. I'm going to fuck you so well. Oh, she would just be crying and horny and desperate and rubbing her clit. Just dying, just wishing that it was her, but knowing that it wasn't her, knowing that I was doing a better job fucking you. Aren't I doing a better job fucking you than your wife, Just admit it. I can tell because I can feel how full your balls are under me. I bet they're nice and achy, aren't they? And you're going to come inside me. It's not going to be long. Oh no, I can see it on your face. And then you're going to have to go home and you're going to have to pretend like we never did this. But we both know. We both know. That's right. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have something to tell you. Oh no, I want you to come for me first. Come on, baby. Come in me. Just like that. Oh, I want you to know that I'm secretly recording all of this. Oh, fuck. Yes. And I'm gonna send it to Sarah later, and she's gonna know everything that we did. Oh, that's right. Come nice and hard in me. Come nice and hard. Oh, exactly like that. Oh, fill me up with your cum. Your wife is going to know all about this later. And I wonder what she's gonna think.